Hello students, in module 1 of permutations and combinations chapter we have studied the addition principle of counting and also fundamental principle of counting and the applications of addition principle of counting and fundamental principle of counting in various questions in some of the examples, and the practice questions are given in the module 1. Hope all of you might have completed the practice questions of the module 1, and the textbook questions in the exercise 7.1 are based on the fundamental principle of counting. So complete those first exercise questions. So in this session, module 2, we will be learning what are permutations, and permutations of n different objects are given, out of which r objects are to be arranged. Factorial notation, number of permutations of n objects where p objects are of the same kind and the remaining are of different kind. Number of permutations of n objects where p1 objects are of one kind, p2 objects are of the second kind, p3 objects are of third kind and pth objects are of the kth kind. So these all we are going to learn in this module. So let us take an example. Suppose if we are given a word rose, R-O-S-E, and if all the four letters of this word rose are to be arranged, if all the four letters of this word rose are to be arranged, then by applying the fundamental principle of counting, the letter R can be arranged in four possibilities, letter O can be arranged in three possibilities, S can be arranged in two possibilities, and E can be arranged in one possibility. So the total number of ways in which the four letters of this word can be arranged is 4 into 3 into 2 into 1. That is equals to 24. Now for the same word rose, if only two letters are to be arranged, the number of possibilities by fundamental principle of counting, it is 4 into 3. 4 into 3, that is equals to 12. So, from this, we'll define what is a permutation. A permutation is an arrangement of objects in a definite order where all the objects may be arranged or some of the objects may be arranged. For example, in the word rose, in the first case we have arranged, we have seen the number of possibilities when all the four letters are arranged, and in the second case we have seen only when two letters are to be arranged. So permutations are generally, it is an arrangement of objects in a particular order of particular order where all the objects are, some of the objects are taken. So students, when n objects are given, and in these n objects, only if r number of objects are to be arranged. What is r here is, r is a number between 0 and n. R is a number between 0 and n. So when r objects are to be arranged out of the n objects, by applying the fundamental principle of counting, the number of such arrangements will be n into n minus 1, n minus 2, n minus 3, n minus 4, and so on up to n minus r plus 1. This expression is obtained by applying fundamental principle of counting. As the first object has got n ways of n possibility, second object n minus 1 possibility, third object n minus 2, and so on, the last object will have n minus r plus 1 object. So this product n into n minus 1, n minus 2 up to n minus r plus 1 is equal to npr, is equal to npr. So students, npr is also is equals to n factorial divided by n minus r factorial. N factorial divided by n minus r factorial. This is equals to npr. So we are also going to learn in this module about factorial notation. So what is a factorial notation? So for example, if we are given a number 5, factorial of 5 is 5 into 4 into 3 into 2 into 1. So n factorial is defined as n into n minus 1, n minus 2, n minus 3, n minus 4 up to 1. And 0 factorial is equals to 1. 0 factorial is equals to 1. So while finding the factorial of any given number, we'll write all those numbers in the descending order and multiply them. Say for example, 7 factorial. 7 factorial is 7 into 6 into 5 into 4 into 3 into 2 into 1, and that is equals to 5040. So on this 12 factorial by 5 factorial, write the 12 factorial in the descending order. 12 into 11 into 10 into 9 into 8 into 7 into 6 into 5 factorial by 5 factorial. 5 factorial will get cancelled. Their ratio is 12 into 11 into 10 into 9 into 8 into 7 into 6. That is 3991680. So 6 factorial minus 5 factorial. To find this difference of these two factorial, we can write 6 factorial as 6 into 5 factorial. 6 into 5 factorial minus 5 factorial. So 5 factorial taking common, it is 5 factorial into 6 minus 1 is 5. So 5 into 5 factorial is 600. Now fifth one is 1 by 8 factorial plus 1 by 9 factorial is x by 10 factorial. To obtain x for this, write 9 factorial as 9 into 8 factorial. So from the first two terms, 1 by 8 factorial can be taken common. 1 by 8 factorial into 1 plus 1 by 9 is x by 10 into 9 into 8 factorial, 1 by 8 factorial will get cancelled. So on solving, we can find out x is equals to 100. So there are, in nature also, we can see this factorial pattern in nature. So some slides are shown here. Now sixth one, 1 by 6 factorial plus 1 by 7 factorial is equals to x by 8 factorial. For obtaining x in this, write 7 factorial as 7 into 6 factorial. So 1 by 6 factorial, if it is taken common, 1 by 6 factorial into 1 plus 1 by 7 is x by 8 into 7 into 6 factorial. So 1 by 6 factorial will get can be cancelled on both sides. 7 also can be cancelled. Hence, x is equals to 64. Now find the different four digit numbers that can be formed with the digits 2, 3, 4, 7. So here there are four numbers. So out of these four numbers, all the four numbers are to be arranged, and here repetitions are not allowed. Therefore, the number of such possibilities are 4P4. 4P4 is 4 factorial. 4 factorial is 24. Now, a word number is NUMBER is given to us. We have to find out. We have to find the number of possibilities only if three letters are to be arranged and repetitions are not allowed. So six letters are given. Out of the six, three are to be arranged. So number of such possibilities is 6P3. 6P3 is 120. So these are the two examples of application of NPR formula, where R objects are to be arranged out of N objects and repetition of objects is not allowed. Now let us see the next formula. The permutations of N different objects out of which R are to be arranged. When N objects are given, out of which R objects are to be arranged and repetitions are allowed, so number of such possibilities is N power R. So for the same word number, if three letters are to be arranged and repetitions are allowed, it is 6 into 6 into 6, which is equals to 6 cube. Moving to the next example, a coin is tossed 6 times, find out the total possibilities. So we know that when a coin is tossed, it can either show a head or tail. So every time a coin tossed, two possibilities are there. Since the coin is tossed 6 times, the total number of possibilities are 2 multiplied 6 times, which is equals to 64. So in the permutations, we have done so far the formula application of NPR and N power R. Now we are going to see the N objects if it are given, out of them P objects are of one similar kind and remaining objects are of different kind. So total number of arrangements we have to find. So for this, we'll apply the formula N factorial divided by P factorial. Here N are the total number of objects, P are the objects of P kinds. So when N objects are given and out of these N objects, P objects are of similar kind and remaining objects are of different kind, so total arrangements are N factorial by P factorial. Now let us take an example. The word hello is given to us, H-E-L-L-O. So in this hello word, five letters are there. Out of these five, two L's are there. So the total number of arrangements are 5 factorial divided by 2 factorial. 5 factorial divided by 2 factorial. These are the total arrangements of the word hello. Now, if N objects are given, we have to find the total number of arrangements where P1 objects are of one kind, P2 objects are of second kind, P3 objects are of third kind, and PK objects are of the kth kind. So find out the total number of such arrangements. So total number of such arrangements are N factorial by P1 factorial, P2 factorial, P3 factorial up to PK factorial. So let's take an example. We are given a problem here. 4 identical apples and 5 identical bananas are there. Find out how many ways of arranging all the fruits in a particular row. So total number of fruits are 9, in which 4 are apples and 5 are bananas. So 9 factorial by 4 factorial into 5 factorial will be the total number of arrangements. So the practice questions based on these formulae are given in the slides. So please complete these practice questions which are given. They are related to the permutations N power R, NPR, N factorial by P factorial, N factorial by P1 factorial, P2 factorial. So based on this formulae, the problems are given there. So students, in today's module, we have learnt the permutations, what are permutations, and factorial notation, permutation of N objects out of which R are to be arranged, when repetitions are allowed, when repetitions are not allowed, and also when N objects are given in which P objects are of one kind. For that the formula is N factorial by P factorial, and we also have studied that when N objects are given out of which P1 objects are of one kind, P2 objects are of second kind, and so on, PK objects are of kth kind. So for this the formula is N factorial by P1 factorial, P2 factorial, P3 factorial, and so on up to PK factorial. So work out the exercise examples and exercise questions which are given in the textbook. Exercise 7.2 and 7.3 for those problems you can apply the factorial notation and NPR formula. So please do practice, and thank you everyone.